Okay, thank you to all for joining us. We are shuffling speakers around a little bit. David normally would speak today, but he is away in meetings, so I am taking his place for today. So we're going to begin in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ who came into this world. He came to give his life a ransom for sin. We think that this is the message of the gospel. This is the invitation that is going out today. And so we pray that help would be given as we look at the word of God and try to learn some lessons from it today. And so we just pray for help. Remember any on our call that are experiencing difficulty, look to thee for each one and just give thanks and ask for help now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to read in three places today. I've been thinking the last few days of places where God has looked or God has saw.
At sa araw na pong ito, magandang araw po. Sa araw na pong ito ay atin pong pagtutuunan ng pansin ng tatlong bagay na na inihanda po ni Teacher Darrell ay sa Biblia. At ang una po ay ang mga bagay na nakita ng Diyos.
So you can listen for the expressions as we read. The first one is going to be in Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 5.
Ang una po nating makikita, babasahin, ay sa Genesis chapter 6 and 5.
And it says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Babasahin ko po sa English. At nakita ng Panginoon na mabigat ang kasamaan ng tao sa lupa at ang buong haka ng mga pag-iisip ng kanyang puso ay pawang masama lamang na parati. Genesis 6 verse 5.
Our second one is also in Genesis. It's Genesis 16 and verse number 13. And it says there, and she called the name of the Lord that spoke unto her, Thou God seest me, for she said, Here I also have looked after him that seeth me.
At ang pangalawa po ay sa Genesis 16:13. sa Tagalog po, kanyang tinawagan ng ngalan ng Panginoon na nagsalita sa kanya, Ikaw ay Diyos na nakakakita sapagkat sinabi niya, Namasdan ko rin ba rito ang likurang niyaong nakikita sa akin?
And the last one is in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, or he shall bear their iniquities.
Sa Isaiah 53:11, sa Tagalog po, siya'y makakakita ng pagdaramdam ng kanyang kaluluwa at masisiyahan. Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang kaalaman, ay aariing ganap ang aking matuwid na lingkod ang marami at dadalhin niya ang kanilang mga kasamaan.
There are a number of times in the Bible where it is recorded that God saw or God, the Lord looked.
So marami pong naitala sa Biblia na sinasabi po doon ay ang Diyos ay nakakakita or ang Diyos ay nakita.
And perhaps often we forget that the Lord does see. He sees everything that we do.
Maaari nga po nakakalimutan natin na ang lahat po ay nakikita ng Diyos. Ang lahat po ng ginagawa natin ay nakikita niya.
In Genesis 1, we could read that when God made the heaven and earth and the all the things that are in the earth, he looked and he saw that everything was good.
At kung babalikan natin po ang Genesis 1, inyo pong babalikan ay sinabi po doon na nakita ng Diyos ang lahat at nakita niya ang lahat ay mabuti.
And I suppose we're familiar with doing things and we look at them and say, hey, that's pretty good. They're good.
At maaaring tayo din po, tayo po ay nakikita natin yung mga gawa natin at masasabi natin sa ating sarili na okay na yan, yan ay mabuti na.
Well, in the 6 days of creation, the Lord was at work and everything was beautiful, everything was perfect, and he saw that it was good.
At nung anim na araw po ng pagkalikha, ay nakita po ng Diyos na ang lahat po ay maayos at sinabi niya po, lahat ay mabuti na.
When we get to chapter 6, things have changed.
Ngunit nung tayo po'y pumaroon sa chapter 6, Genesis chapter 6, ay mayroon pong nagkaroon po ng pagbabago.
Sin had already come into the world. Adam and Eve had already disobeyed God. People were born into the world.
Ang kasalanan po ay nag-umpisa ng pumasok sa mundo. At ang si Adan po at Eva ay nagkaroon po or gumawa ng kasalanan. At ang lahat po ng tao ay gumawa ng kasalanan.
And a few hundred years have gone by and it's recorded that God looks and sees what's going on earth.
At maraming taon nga po ang lumipas at nakita po ng Panginoon na tinignan niya o pinagmasdan niya po ang mundo.
It doesn't mean that God was not aware that there was sin in the world. He knew that. But this is an expression that the wickedness of man was coming up before him.
Masasabi na hindi niya po sinitignan ang o pinagmamasdan ng kanyang mga nilikha sa mundo, ngunit nakita niya po ang buong kasamaan ng mga tao nung kanya itong pinagmasdan.
And the verse that we read, it says that God saw that the wickedness of man, that it was great, and the thoughts of his heart, of man's heart, was evil all the time.
At nakibasa po natin sa Genesis 16, 13?
Genesis 6.
Oh, Genesis 6. Nabasa po natin sa Genesis 6 and 5 na doon po at ang buong haka ng mga pag-iisip ng kanyang puso ay pawang masama lamang palagi.
And so the world, though, was only a few hundred years old and perhaps the population wasn't as much as it is now, yet God saw that sin was all through the world.
Hindi, nung panahon pong iyon, hindi pa po matanda ang mundo. Maaaring 100 lamang pong taon ang nakakalipas. At nga po ay dumami po ang mga tao at nakita ng Panginoon ang kasamaan ng mga tao nung kanya itong pinagmasdan.
And so sometimes we don't realize that God does see all that we do.
At maaaring hindi po natin po na iisip sa atin mismong sarili na nakikita ng Diyos ang lahat ng ginagawa natin.
And nothing escapes his eye.
At hindi po wala pong Hindi po natin maitatago ang lahat ng ginagawa natin sa mata ng Diyos.
When I was growing up, I was always concerned that my father might see me do something that was wrong.
Anong bata pa po, si Teacher Daryl ay o tayo o kami ako ay maaaring tayo ay natatakot na makita tayo ng ating tatay o ng ating mga magulang na kung tayo may ginawang masama.
Now, my father didn't always see what I was doing.
Hindi po laging nakikita ng tatay na tatay namin or ni Teacher Daryl ang kanyang ginagawa.
But sometimes I would do something that was wrong and I forgot that my father was watching and I was very quickly made aware.
At paminsan nga po ay hindi po napapansin ni Teacher Daryl na napinagmamasdan siya o nakikita ng kanyang tatay ang kanyang ginagawa at hindi niya ito alam.
And so sometimes we forget that God is watching all that we do. That is what we have in Genesis 6.
At minsan po na nakakalimutan natin na ang Diyos po ay nakikita ang lahat. At yan po ang pinagtutuunan natin pansin ngayon yun sa may Genesis 6 and 5.
There had been men that were living righteously, but the general condition of the world, it was marked by sin.
At noong panahon po ngayon ay marami pong meron ding mga tao katulad po ni Noe na namumuhay ng matuwid. Ngunit po ang kabuuang kondisyon ng mundo sa panahon ngayon ay ang mga tao po ay may kasalanan o may masama.
Then it says, then we can read in another place, David writes many, many years later, and he says, the Lord looked down from heaven.
At makikita po natin sa libro na sinulat ni David, sinasabi po doon na sa 14:2?
Yes, Psalm 14:2.
Sa Psalm 14 and 2, tinutunghan ng Panginoon ang mga anak ng mga tao mula sa langit upang tignan kung may sino mang nakakaunawa na hinahanap ang Diyos.
And so God had already moved in judgment in Genesis chapter 6.
Ang Diyos po meron na po siyang ginawang aksyon na hustisya o paghuhukom na ginawa niya po sa Genesis chapter 6.
The flood came. That was God's judgment at that time.
At ang baha, ang napaka napakalawak na baha o napaka ba napaka very what do you call this? The Great Flood. Yung baha po na sobrang lawak po nung panahon na yon, sa panahon ni Yahweh ay dumating. Dama sa panahon ni Noe, sorry teacher.
Oh, that's okay. And then hundreds of years later, David records God still walked and all were sinning against him.
At sa mga nakaraang panahon o taon ay sinabi po doon ni David sa kanyang sinusulat na pinagmastan ng Panginoon o nagmasid ang Panginoon.
And David records words that we don't like to admit, but they are true, that there's none that does good. We are all gone astray.
At ang si David po ay sinulat niya ang isang salita na maaaring ayaw po natin itong pakinggan na ang lahat po ay nagkasala at ang lahat po ay napariwara.
And so that's God's view. That's God's viewpoint. God sees us and He sees our sinfulness.
At yan po ang kabuuang niisip ng ating Panginoon na ang Diyos po ay nagmamasid at ang Diyos po ay nakikita tayo.
The second place we read, and I'm only looking at it briefly, there was a woman and she understood that God saw her. This would be Genesis 16.
At ang pangalawa po ay nating babasahin ay sa Genesis 16:39 ay mayroon pong isang babae at nakita po siya ng Diyos.
And just a quick background in the story, she was the handmaid of Abraham and Sarah.
At kung babalikan po natin ang chapter na iyan, o bibigyan po natin ng tuon or konting istorya, ay siya po ay ang kasama sa bahay ni Abraham at ni Sarah.
And due to events that took place, she was banished. She was sent away by Abraham and Sarah with her son.
At dahil nga po sa nangyari sa panahon na iyon, kung inyo pong babasahin, ay si Sarah po at si Abra po at Sarah ay kanila itong pinalayas kasama ang kanyang anak.
And as she sat and just wondering what to do, the Lord sent an angel to her.
At siya po ay nagumilihanan or natakot at hindi niya po alam ang ganyang gagawin dahil mayroon nga po siyang anak ay pinadala po ng Panginoon ang isang anghel.
And the angel gave Hagar a message.
At sinabi po ng anghel kay Hagar, mayroon po siyang mensahe para sa kanya.
And the result of that conversation, she understood God sees me and my need.
At ang panahon na iyon po, nung nakausap po or binigyan ng salita ng Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng anghel si Agar, ay nakita po niya na ang Diyos ay kanya, ay ang Diyos ay pinagmamasdan siya at hindi niya po siya hinahayaan.
And at least in English, it says that she called God, you, God, see me, the God who sees me.
At sa Tagalog nga po, siya po ay tumawag sa Diyos at ang Diyos ay nakita siya.
David was another character. King David was another person in the Bible who understood that God saw and knew all about him.
At mayroon pa pong isang tao na kung saan pinagmamasdan siya ng Diyos or ang Diyos ay sumusubaybay sa kanya. Siya po ay si David, ang Haring David.
Many times in the Psalms that David wrote, he was crying to God for forgiveness or for help.
Marami pong pagkakataon sa Salmo o sa awit, makikita po natin na si David po ay umiiyak ng may kasamang tulong. Umiiyak siya, humahagulhol siya sa paghumihingi siya ng tulong sa Diyos.
And so God is the one who sees all and he sees the evil, not only in the world, but in our lives.
Kaya nga po ang Diyos po ay siya po ay nakikita niya po ang lahat. Hindi lang po ang ating kasamaan, ngunit kung ano po ang nangyayari sa ating buhay.
But for the believer, the person who is saved, God is one who can draw near and comfort and help.
Ngunit po sa mga taong naligtas, ang Diyos po ay Diyos ng kapahingahan at ng tulong.
But the last one I want to look at is in Isaiah chapter 53. And it's something else that God saw, and I love looking at this one.
At ang uli po nating pagtutuunan ng pansin ay nakita po ng Diyos ito. Ay sa Isaiah 53.
And we'll read this verse again. And it says, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
Sa Isaiah 53 and 11 po, sinabi po doon, siya ay makakakita ng pagdaramdam ng kanyang kaluluwa at masisiyahan. Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang kaalaman ay aaring ganap ang aking matuwid na lingkod ang marami at dadalhin niya ang kanyang mga kasamaan.
Perhaps you wonder, well, what does this verse mean?
Maaaring kayo po'y nagtataka, ano ba ang ibig sabihin ng verse na ito?
I'm going to put some proper names in this verse and hopefully it'll help you understand what this means.
At kami po'y maglalakip ng mga pangalan at sana po'y maunawaan natin kung ito'y ating babasahin.
And so we could say, God shall see of the travail of Jesus' soul.
At ang Diyos po ay makikita ang pagdaramdam ni Jesus na ng kaluluwa ni Jesus.
And he, God, shall be satisfied.
Ang Diyos po ay magkakaroon ng kampante sa kanyang ginawa or masisiyahan.
By Jesus' knowledge shall my righteous servant Jesus justify many, for Jesus shall bear their iniquities.
At sa kalaman po ng Diyos, sa kalaman ni Jesus ay magkakaroon po ng kasiyahan dahil sa ginawa ni Jesus para sa lahat.
And so what this verse is telling us is not that God is looking now at the wickedness of man.
At sinasabi po na ito sa verses na ito na hindi lamang po nakikita ng Diyos ang kasamaan ng tao.
This verse tells us that God has his attention on the one who is the sacrifice for sin, the one who is the sin bearer.
Sa verses na po ito, hindi po niya tinitingnan ang kasamaan ng tao, ngunit kung sino ang nagdala ng kasamaan ng lahat.
The wonderful message through the whole Bible is that God is a merciful God, and while he cannot overlook sin, he has prepared a way that sin can be paid for.
At sa kasiyahan ng tao mula sa ating Panginoong Jesus, ay sinabi po niya doon na mayroon ng kabayaran ang kasamaan ng mundo, ang kasamaan ng tao.
And into a world that is marked by sin and wickedness, God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
At sa mundo na punong-puno po ng kasamaan ng tao, ay mayroon pong tayong pinadala niya po ang ayong Panginoong Jesucristo para sa ating kasalanan.
And I know we have often mentioned the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and His death on the cross.
At paulit-ulit na po namin binabanggit ang ginawa ng ating Panginoong sa krus at ang kanyang ginawang sakripisyo.
The Lord Jesus was making a payment for sin. He was taking our place. We were guilty. He was not.
Ang Panginoong po, Jesucristo po, inako niya lahat ng kasamaan na nagawa ng tao. Siya po ay walang bahid ng kasalanan at tayo po ay dapat para sa atin ng iyon, ang krus na iyon. Tayo po ang guilty. Tayo po ang masama.
In 1 Peter chapter 3, and sorry Teresa, this is just coming into my head now.
Okay. Yeah.
1 Peter 3 and 18, it says that the just died for the unjust, the good one for the bad one. 1 Peter 3 verse 18.
The 1 Peter 3 and 18 po, babasahin ko po sa aking Biblia. kasi ito po yung nagustuhan kong version ng Tagalog, sapagkat si Kristo ay nagbata rin minsan dahil sa kasalanan, ang matuwid dahil sa mga di matuwid, upang tayo'y madala niya sa Diyos, siyang pinatay sa laman, ngunit binuhay sa Espiritu.
And so, God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for sin so that we could be brought back to Him.
Sa ang Panginoong Jesucristo po ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan upang tayo'y matanggap muli ng ating ng Panginoon, ng Diyos Ama sa Kanya.
And so just to summarize our message, God sees our sin, the sinfulness of our heart.
At ating pong sa-summarize na ang kabuuan ng mensahe, ang Diyos po ay nakikita ang kasamaan ng ating gawa at ang kasamaan ng ating puso.
But God also looks with delight at what the Lord Jesus Christ did at Calvary.
Ngunit ang Diyos Ama po ay tumingin o nakita ang ginawang sakripisyo ng ating Panginoong Hesus sa Calvary.
And so the person who trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ, the person who accepts his finished work.
So kung ang sino man po ang tumanggap, ang sino man po ang nagtiwala sa ginawa ng ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo sa krus.
And the person that accepts the Lord Jesus Christ, their sins are forgiven.
Ang tao pong tumanggap sa ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo ay siya nga po, ang kanyang kasalanan ay napatawad na.
And today, if you're not saved, if your heart is still marked by sin and rebellion.
At sa araw na ngayon nga pong ito, kung inyo pong kasalanan ay hindi pa po napatawad o mayroon pa pong pagre-rebelde sa ating puso.
There is one who died on the cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has died to take away our sins.
Meron pong isang tao na namatay sa krus at siya po ang nag-alis lahat ng kasalanan ng mundo.
And so that finishes my message, just a message with the seeing God, but the one who sees the work of Christ on the cross.
At yan po ang katapusan ng ating mensahe. Ang Diyos po ay nakita niya ang kasamaan, ngunit ang Diyos po nakita rin po niya ang ginawa ng ating Panginoong Hesus sa cross.
So thank you for listening, and we will close in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the word of God that tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And the work that he has done, it has completely satisfied the heart of God. And so we thank thee that we can have forgiveness of sins. We pray for any who would listen to this message and they're not yet saved, they don't know their sins forgiven, that they might look at the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as their Savior. But ask for thy blessing today and commit ourselves to thy care in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.